Politics, sports, entertainment? Yeah, we've got that. It's WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Center taking fabulous care of us. We always appreciate his help and hard work. On the news line with us now, State Representative Linda Schlegel-Culver, 108th District, talking about the upcoming Veterans Appreciation event. Her office is putting that on. I know her staff is probably very busy making sure everything is ready for this event. Good morning, Linda. Thanks for calling in today.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm doing just fabulous. I love the rain because we need it, but on the other hand, it makes for, you know, one of those gloomy looking mornings when you get up and go out to work. But let's talk about this opportunity for us to salute veterans coming up. Let's start at the beginning. Where did the idea come from for a drive-through event?
Well, normally we do a veterans breakfast, and last year I decided David Rowe and I would do it together in Snyder County at the VFW. It was apparent as, you know, COVID progressed through the year, we were going to be unable to do an in-person event. So we were brainstorming on ways, how could we do this? How can we honor our veterans? And I give full credit to my staff for coming up with the idea of, why don't we do a drive-through event? And, you know, as we talked to different businesses, different partners in this, the idea started to morph into what it is today. And the idea is veterans will come to the Susquehanna Valley Mall. They will drive through, you know, around to the back of the mall, a lined route of different businesses and emergency services personnel. At the end of that route, there will be their U.S. Congressman, Fred Keller, their State Senator, John Gordner. David Rowe and I will be there, and commissioners from Union, Snyder, and Northumberland County will be there. At that time, and this is why we're encouraging them to pre-register, they will receive a certificate and or a letter from, you know, all of their government officials. From there, they have the option to drive into an area for a VNA to give out free flu shots. And from there, the Susquehanna Valley Mall, in partner with many, many businesses in the Valley, have put together gift bags for them that they'll be handing to them. And there are some really great items in the gift bags for them, from, you know, gift certificates to Dunkin' Donuts, to, you know, restaurants, to a mask that designates that they're a veteran, to Windiclings. McDonald's is getting special towels made up for them, so there's a really long list of things going into the bag. And then from there, they go over and they can listen to a free concert for 2 hours by Recreation. And all of this, they stay in their car. It's contactless. You know, we'll be masked and we'll be gloved. And it was a way for us to honor our veterans. Well, actually, a way for the entire Valley to honor our veterans and just show that appreciation.
Well, this is pretty exciting. I didn't realize Recreation. Is this a surprise? You had talked about the fact there would be lots of surprises. Is that one of them?
So we're getting surprised every day because the generosity of our community is incredible. And every day somebody comes out with some new idea that they would like to donate towards our veterans. So appreciation for our veterans is alive and well in our Valley, and we're thrilled at the response we're getting. We just need to get our veterans out and let them honor them. Let us honor them.
All right. Well, that sounds fabulous. This is great. Recreation playing, a lot of gifts and certificates. Why is this such a win-win event? Explain to us almost the compulsion that you raise up and honor and say thank you to veterans. Why?
So I think sometimes veterans think everything they've done for us is not recognized, is not remembered, and that we don't understand that our everyday freedom, the choices that we make every day, are all because somebody was willing to lay their life on the line for us. You'll often hear me say, that our veterans are, you know, what we would consider ordinary people, people we're at the grocery store with, you know, people we go to church with, people that are our neighbors. But to us, they're ordinary people doing really extraordinary things. So it's really important, I think, that the veterans get to see that we do appreciate every day. And it's a way to bring that into the forefront of everybody's minds, that we should be doing this But every day we get a call from a new entity. I think the recruiters at the mall are now participating. I think we may have some JROTC wanting to participate. So we're really excited by the outpouring of well-wishing and just wanting to honor them.
And since we have a pandemic underway, this drive-through opportunity, that seemed like the safest way to congregate. Probably, I would assume it's going to be a couple hundred vehicles are going to gather for this.
Yeah, we're hoping. You know, if somebody individually wants to come line that route with a sign, you know, or balloons or something festive, they're more than welcome to do that. You know, we're hoping for good weather, so if everybody could pray for good weather for that particular event, we would be thrilled. But, yeah, we are still, this is sort of kind of every day there's a new surprise, and we hope that veterans can come out and really enjoy what we're doing for them.
All right, so you want folks to register no matter what their role is going to be that day. You would like veterans to register if they're just going to drive through and enjoy the salute. You want individuals, if they want to stand along the route, you mentioned that, businesses and organizations. You're also looking for first responders. If they wish to sign up, they should register in advance.
It's helpful just for us managing the flow of, you know, of the day. And organizing the day. If a veteran decides or hears about this too late and didn't register, we want them to come, regardless. But just, we wouldn't have a certificate for them that day if they don't pre-register. You know, and we only have bags enough for 200 people, so the first 200 people will be receiving the gift bags.
All right, so you want folks to go to www.repculver.com, R-E-P-C-U-L-V-E-R.com, for State House Member Linda Schlegel-Culver is doing the organizational work with on this. We'll hear Representative Rowe and John Gordner and Congressman Keller, Senator John Gordner and Congressman Keller. Any other speakers scheduled to talk at this?
Well, our three county commissioners will be there from the three county area, and they also, if somebody is not comfortable registering online, they can call any of our offices, or they can stop by.
Oh, I see. Okay. So, oh, yeah, that's very important. Yeah, you're in the age bracket for some of the Korean and World War II veterans where they don't use the web is proportionally as much. 286-5885 is the telephone number for Representative Culver's office. There's also an 800 line. Didn't even know that. 800-924-906 there. So that toll-free line, 1-800-924-9060. Linda, we'll give you the last word. Anything to add about this big event that's coming up November 9th, starting at 9:30 a.m.?
I think, you know, when, you know, we deal with our constituents, people are, you know, a little tired of being at home. People are, I think, tired of talking about COVID. I think they're tired of talking about elections. And this is a way that we can come together as a community. We can all agree we need to honor our veterans. And it's a way that we can all walk away with a good feeling in our hearts. So I encourage everybody to get involved.
All right, super. Thank you so much for all you're doing to raise up veterans and honor them in this way. I know there's a lot of work that goes into this, and thank your staff. I bet they're doing a lot of the work as well. So,
well, I also want to thank Sunbury Broadcasting for also partnering with us on this event.
My gosh, very glad to do so. Well, this is it's our honor to be asked. So, yes, absolutely glad to do so. Thank you. That is State House Member Linda Schlegel-Culver. We'll talk again on other issues. Good luck next week. If there's anything big on your calendar, we hope that works out, too. So we'll talk again. House Member Linda Schlegel-Culver, 108th District, talking about the November 9th, 9:30 a.m. Veterans Appreciation Event at the Susquehanna Valley Mall. Goes from 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. If you're not there at 9:30 sharp, there'll be music throughout the bulk of the latter portion of the program. So, you know, if you get there at 10:30, you'll still be there to enjoy some of that stuff. 286-5885, her office number, repculver.com.